I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Monday morning, the 25th of March, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 24, and I'm reading from verse 30. I went by the field of the lazy man, and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. And there it was all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. So shall your poverty come like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. My dear friend, we need to be careful, all of us, that we don't become lazy. We need to be disciplined. As Christians, we have a responsibility, first of all, to the Lord, then to our families, and then to our fellow men. You know, the Lord Jesus was never found lying, sleeping in his bed. Not at all. The opposite was the case. Often the disciples had to go up into the mountains in the early hours of the morning to try and find the Lord. Lord, the people are waiting for you. The crowds have gathered. Come and speak to them, please, Lord. But he was busy talking to his Father, getting instructions from the Lord. You know, because a man is poor, that does not mean he's lazy. Not at all. Maybe that man has come against hard times. His business has failed, not because of any doing of his own. Maybe because of the coronavirus. Maybe because the bottom has fallen out of his market. Whatever it might be, never judge a man because he is poor and regard him as being lazy. You know, just the other day, I went into town to get something from the Builders Express, the hardware company. And as I arrived there, there was a security guard walked over to me to greet me. I was so impressed by the way in which he was dressed. He had a real handlebar mustache, nicely waxed. His clothes were absolutely spotlessly clean. And what really impressed me was the state of his boots. His boots were shining so brightly, you could almost see your face in them. And straight away, I was warmed towards that man. And I greeted him, and he was so pleased to see me, and he was on the ball. Folks, remember, we are walking advertisements for Jesus Christ. Please, let us get up in the morning. Let us get ready for work, because we don't know. Maybe the Lord might even be coming for us today, and what a day it would be. Jesus bless you, and goodbye.